Lord God, I thank you for your word that's about the flow through your daughter. We just ask that you use it to bless this body and allow it to bless the world as we leave. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Here goes. This morning I didn't have a voice, so I'm very thankful. And I had forgotten my speaker at the school because I was telling Natalie this morning. I said, I think I'm going to have to bring my speaker. I've been talking in it all day. And here I am, and I'm not using the speaker. So does this?
She had no voice this morning.
I had no voice this morning. So I was like, how is this possible? Anyways. So let's see. We are going to be starting in 1 Thessalonians. Here we go. 1 Thessalonians 5. And we're going to go start in verse 16. So it's talking about practical precepts. Just practical, foundational things, and that rings a bell for me with Megan's message a while back. She was talking about, you know, the Lord bringing her back to a lot of foundations. Mm-hmm. And when I think of practical precepts, I think of foundations. Can y'all still hear me?
Am I clear? It's a green light on.
Yeah, it's green.
Okay. It is. And so it starts in verse 16, talking about rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. But in this one, he adds with a colon, which I just want to elaborate on that. The colon represents expansion or explanation of something. And so with this one, he says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that stuck out to me because a while back in another message that I was speaking up here, I was talking about God's will and when that transition kind of happens and how we start out and he does give us our own will, but as time goes on and we accept him into our hearts, he expects us to desire his will over our own. And this is his will, is that we would give thanks in everything. And this has been a real practice for me, because for me, the season I've kind of been in is he's taking things from here and he's trying to move them to my heart. It's not really new stuff. He's just trying to take it from my understanding in my head to my understanding in my heart. Thank you. And so I was practicing this. I've been giving him more thanks for things. And by no means, if you're with me day in, day out, do I have this mastered. And I think this morning I was really struggling because I was struggling with anxiety and stress about, you know, this message here. We have this tornado thing coming in, and suddenly we weren't going to have any outdoor recess, and these kids were going to turn into crazy people, and I was just like, oh man. And I felt like, you know, I was telling Natalie, I said, I didn't wait to the last minute for this. I prepped all weekend, and yet it's not coming together, it's not congealing, it's not gluing, and I don't have a minute. And I'm like, okay, Lord, give thanks, thankful, 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 you know. And I said, okay, so I guess this is my test, if I can stay thankful all day through this, under this pressure. Even my time that was supposed to be a planning period turned into another meeting. And I thought, how is this going to happen? Anyways, so that was my test today in staying in a place of thankfulness. And with all the things going on, and he just worked out today. So, but I want to add to this, and that it took faith to stay there. And even if I had a moment of lapse, it took faith to come back in and say, no, this is where he's called me to stand. This is where his will is, so this is what my will is. You know? And I also elaborate on this in that, you know, the giving thanks has come up because I know I have, and I know every person in here is struggling. And it looks so different for every person in here. And there's a lot of suffering and a lot of struggling going on. Mm-hmm. And it is really hard to give thanks in everything like that, in that state, especially when you stay in that state. Mm-hmm. I know that for me, I've been standing on, I am healed for 6 years, just standing on it. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I have moments where I feel it. I have moments where I see it, but it doesn't stand yet. But yet I know it is. I know it's standing. And that's where I come to. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I stand on it because it's what I hope for, and I don't see it, but it's there, and I stand on it because I know it's true. And I know that standing on a faith for something like that, that's growing things in me in itself. But further down in Hebrews 11:1 or 11 in verse 6, y'all don't need to turn there because I'm just saying this one verse and then I'm jumping to a chunk. In verse 6, I just wanted to elaborate on that verse. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Again, here's this colon. It's not a period. It's a colon. And these colons have been sticking out to me like sore thumbs because it means expansion or explanation of that. Again. And after the colon, he continues to say, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Because that's what faith is. They must believe that he is. Mm-hmm. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We can seek him, but is it diligent? We could seek him every day, but is it diligent? Mm-hmm. What does that look like? That's getting to the heart of faith. Okay. Second place we're going to turn to is chapter 2 in Jonah.
Here?
Jonah, chapter 2. No, can y'all hear me on this? Okay. Are y'all there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a prayer of Jonah. And it's a little lengthy, but I'm going to read it all because I think that we can relate to it and the struggling and the suffering. It says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. So he was in the fish's belly with his prayer. And said, I cry by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I. He felt like he was in hell. And thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep. In the midst of the seas and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows. There's that colon again. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. And then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. He got his focus. He got focus back on him, on God.
Good.
The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me. Round about the weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. Are you at your bottom yet? The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God, when my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto me. To me, that's God. I mean, he gave him words. His prayer came in unto him when he didn't know what else to pray anymore. Into thine holy temple, they that observe thy lying vanities forsake thy own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out in the dry land. He, to me, he turned. This was his prayer of turning. This was his prayer of repentance. This was his prayer. And I just want to add, I'm not saying just because you're suffering that there's something you need to repent for. I'm just, these are just examples of people in places of thanksgiving mm-hmm. when it didn't look like places you should say, give a thanksgiving. But this really ministered to me too. In chapter 3, he starts off and he said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, and that great city, preach unto it the preaching. Preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. And that showed me, you know, God gives second chances. I mean, he prayed this repentance in his case, and he gave a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And the Lord fully restored the word back to him, fully restored the call back to him as to what he's supposed to do.
Amen.
And his plans continued.
Amen.
Even though he hit the bottom first. And it was as if it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that merciful?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the third place we're going. I know you're enjoying all the jumping. In Acts 9. Acts 9. So while you're getting there. This is when Saul went blind. And, you know, he's kind of been dumbstruck by the Lord at this point. And he knows that someone is coming to heal him of this blindness. And starting in verse 13, then Ananias answered the Lord, and we don't need it. I already gave you the summary, so we're just jumping to 13. Then Ananias answered the Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. He just didn't think this was a good idea, right? Ananias thought, this is not a good idea. What are you thinking? But he leans on the Lord's understanding, just like Jonas did, not relying on what he's seeing and what's going on around him and what he has seen so far. And in verse 15 he says, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Now, let's stop there. I think that we're all chosen vessels. I think everyone here is a chosen vessel.
Yes.
I think that that is why we go through a lot of the suffering that we're going through, because we're chosen vessels. And it goes on to say here, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and so this is continuing verse 15, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Are we willing to suffer for his name's sake? Because he suffered a lot.
Yes, he did.
A lot. And frankly, a lot more than I have. He really has a lot. And that really stuck out to me. Yes, Lord, I want to stay in that place. I'm willing to suffer for your name's sake. Yes, I want to be at the very bottom and still be willing to give a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
Amen.
And I have since... I have asked the Lord, thanked him to take it from here to here, but not just in an understanding way, but to really feel what my mind, my will, and my emotions to be in line. I want to feel thanksgiving. And emotions are important. That I do want my emotions to be lined up with that. I don't want to just say it and check the box and know it and know that it's true and that I can check the box because these are the rewards for Thanksgiving and there's this restoration and there's this. I want to genuinely feel it because throughout the Word, the Lord is always looking at the heart of people.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what they're saying.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what they're doing. He's always looking at the heart. And I want my heart to be in line with what my words are.
Absolutely.
And so there was a morning I was driving to school, and I had been praying for this Thanksgiving genuinely in my heart. And I just started crying in the car because I genuinely felt thankful. And I would do it all again. And I wouldn't change a thing. Everything, everybody's suffering, even if I had to start all over again. Thankful. But I've asked for that. I asked for that. It doesn't mean that I don't want to stand on my healing. It just means that I'm thankful for the process.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
The fourth place we're going to is 2 Corinthians. And this is what Saul has turned to Paul. And I really like how he expresses his heart in chapter 12. Did I say chapter 12 yet? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. For thou I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. I wouldn't want that either. I want people to see the Lord. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. What's your thorn in the flesh right now? But this is important too, right here. It says, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. God did not give him a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan did. Lest I should be exalted above measure. We want to exalt the Lord. We want to humble ourselves before the Lord. He exalts those that humble themselves. And he wants us to exalt him. Lest I should. Starting in verse 8, he says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. So he's already spoken to him about it three times. It's great suffering. That it might depart from me. Have you requested that? I have. I definitely have. I've come to a different place, but I was not there for a very long time. I've suffered this whole kidney thing for 6 solid years. It's taken a long time to get there. That it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he is constantly proving that to me this year. He's showing me the weaker I am, the stronger he is constantly. Mm-hmm. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I want that. I want that. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. There's Christ's sake again. We already talked about namesake. Are we willing to do it for his namesake? For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen.
And I wanted to add here about Job too, because I thought it was interesting. You know, Paul brought up the messenger of Satan is the one that brought that. And Job, he talks about in Job 1:12, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. The Lord handed it to Satan, because the Lord doesn't do these things to us. He won't do it. He lets Satan do those things. Satan brought the messenger to Paul. And Satan was handed Job. And then the Lord gave him his parameters. He says, only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. He gave him his parameters. You can do this. You can allow this to test him. But when I hear the Lord talking to Satan about Job, it's with so much pride.
Right.
It is.
He's speaking of him in pride. He's not doing it like, huh, let's see if he can make it through here. Satan's got that attitude. But God's letting him do that because he says, he's going to do this for my namesake, and I'm going to get the glory because watch him stand and never curse me and go through all of that with thanksgiving.
Amen.
In the end. And I really like the discussion Job is talking about, you know, why all these things? And I know I have definitely been at the why. I don't understand, you know, why? And then, you know, I mean, God's response is just one of those you want to hit your face to the floor, and he's just saying, you know, who put the pillars up? Who, you know, who laid everything out? Who wrapped the earth? Who did all these things? And he's showing, I am limitless, and you're so limited in your thinking. Small-minded person, and I'm like, yes, Lord, I'm small-minded. You know, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, I've definitely been that Job moment, and I still have them sometimes. Like, I've not attained something. I'm just, this is where I'm at in growing. And then, right here, I really like this one. This one's especially close to me. In Luke 17:11. I'm gonna follow that. Are y'all jumping?
Yeah,
I'm trying to give y'all time.
Yeah, but it's easier to jump on the phone. So.
Oh, that's true. Okay. It's talking about Jesus heals the 10 lepers.
Oh, yes.
And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So as they were being obedient, they were cleansed out of their obedience.
Very good.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, one of them, and with a loud voice glorified God. He gave glory to him and fell down on his face and at his feet, giving him thanks. And again, there's that colon. I've been paying attention to these colons. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith had made you whole.
That's good. Good girl.
There's a wholeness in thanksgiving.
Wow.
Look at Jonah. He got fully restored his call, what he was told to do. Fully restored as if he had never denied him in the first place with thanksgiving. This man he didn't just get healed. He got wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
Any trauma, anything. It didn't just heal him from the leprosy. Any trauma from the leprosy. Any of that. All of it. Just whole. Anyways, that's powerful to me, and I'm holding on to that part. next part. And I wanted to point this out because the enemy wants to challenge us here, and I felt like it was very important to just blanket it out. In James 1:13, and I'm just saying this one verse, so you don't have to switch if you don't want to. And this also, this is rejoicing under trials, by the way, this whole chapter. But in verse 13, it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. He does not tempt, ever. He does not tempt man, ever. And I already showed y'all two examples where it was Satan who did it, or Satan's messenger. Okay? He does not do that. It's not in line with his goodness. It would make him not good. All right. So this is something that Dr. Teller's brought up in his message. I feel like there's kind of been this Thanksgiving theme, and we've all been kind of interweaving with each other because I've been hearing these things. When you were speaking about Job, you brought this up. But just to bring it out, some end results, some positive things that help you rejoice and have Thanksgiving in everything that you're dealing with is by whom? In chapter 5, verse 2. Ugh. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I just wanted to add, and I asked Megan, and then I was sitting there trying to print it out, and it wasn't working out so great at school, and I was having trouble switching from my school email to my personal email. I was like, anyways, I want to show you. I'm a relational person, a person that has to practice things, and so I wanted to show you kind of how I practice Thanksgiving in service when I'm standing there. I'm not just singing the words. There's times I'm saying words in between. And it's because I feel like it's like Jonas. Like he gives words unto me to be able to praise him or to say back to him or whatever. And so I told her she could pick any song. It didn't really matter because you can do it with anything. So I'm just going to read some verses of this and then impromptu tell you maybe what I would probably pray. And it's not necessarily the same thing every time I hear that same song, but just to give us practice for it. Because the reason I feel like it's important to see it is because the more we thank him, the more we'll find things to be thankful for.
Very good.
And so when you're in here and you praise and worship, I might sing through the song, or I might stop, oh, I want to thank him for that. Oh, I want to, you know. And a lot of things, something else I do, and I was paying attention to this, with a song, and I don't remember which one it was, but it was saying his blah 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 blah, his or he, and I thought, oh no, your, I want to redirect it specifically to him. I'm talking to him, not about him. I'm talking to him. So whenever I hear songs like that, I still sing them, but I change the words up a little bit to be directly to him, as opposed to about him, because I'm here to bless him. I'm not here for you. You're just an extra bonus, but I'm here for him. So it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship his holy name. And right there I might say, oh Lord, thank you for letting me worship your holy name. Thank you for making that possible. Sing like never before, O my soul. Lord, thank you for making it possible that I have lungs to sing, that I can open my voice. I couldn't talk this morning, you know. I'll worship your holy name. Lord, keep me in a place. Keep my heart in a place that I'll worship you forever. Thank you for making that possible. The sun comes up. It's a new day. Thank you, Lord. I rejoice in this day. This day is, what is the verse? We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this day, you know. Whatever may pass, whatever lies before me, Lord, you make my steps righteous. So it doesn't matter. You're right there with me. Your presence is with me. Let me be singing. And something, I'll tell you what he put on my heart tonight, and I just developed. lost it. I was telling the Lord I wanted to just give everything to him. We were in praise and worship. And he reminded me of the lady that wiped his feet with the last bit of oil that she had. And I said, Lord, just every bit of oil, every bit of anointing, every bit of anything that you have filled me up with, I am emptying it out on you right now. It's all yours. I just give it all right back to you. And I thank you for it because you're the one that filled me. I just give it right back to you. And I wipe your feet and I cleanse. I said, Lord, cleanse this room for the kingdom. Cleanse everybody for the kingdom. Help everyone build a focus on you diligently. Everything that is affecting their seeing or hearing or anything of you in this very moment, just put us in this open heaven. Cover us. Comfort us. Your presence is here. We're three or more gathered. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And I just continue to pour out every bit of anointing you've placed on me right now in this service and on every person in here because I don't want any more. I want it for them. I want it for you. And I'll prefer everyone in here for you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
Yeah.